Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on February 18 regarding Anna, A-N-N-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Anna Marie Michael is a 60-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9-16-20, appeared to be doing freight at her right foot, got stuck in a wooden pallet. Appeared this caused her to fall against the wall. Appeared she described she injured her right shoulder when it was pulled out of socket. Period. She did go to a virtual emergency room the same day. Period. With this and further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a torn rotator cuff, treated surgically on 4-7-21. Period. She had physical therapy postoperatively, but has completed her course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, per the treatment records supplied, Ms. Michael was seen by Dr. Bodin, B-O-D-I-N, on 9-22-20. Period. She related to cutting her foot in a pallet while unloading merchandise. Period. She complained of inability to move her right shoulder. Period. She had been to a virtual emergency room where a dislocated shoulder was reduced. Period. She was then placed in a swing and swath. She did not have any similar previous episodes or subsequent episodes. Period. History was remarkable for cervical disc surgery. Period. He reviewed the pre- and post-reduction films from the emergency room. Period. The latter demonstrated a congruent joint with no change in greater tuberosity fracture. Period. He diagnosed closed non-displaced fracture with a greater tuberosity of the right humerus. That was stable on exam. Period. He did recommend a course of physical therapy. Period. She followed up with Dr. Bowden regularly over the next few months, running through 1-5-21. Period. At that time, he placed her at modified activities and recommended a sports orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. The petition was then seen in that regard by Dr. Bernardini on 1-18-21. Period. On 4-7-21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Ms. Michael again followed up post-operatively with physical therapy. Period. He monitored her progress through 7-30-21, when active elevation hit 140 degrees with moderate scapular compensation. Period. When asked to correct scapular compensation, she is able to do so. However, it tends to favor scapular compensation as a compensatory movement pattern. Period. Passive motion was intact in 90 degrees, with scapular motion limited externally to 35 degrees with internal rotation to T10. Period. She had 5/5 strength in supraspinatus testing. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There were well-healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active abduction and flexion were at 175 and 125 degrees, respectively. Period. External rotation was to 80 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all independent and composite spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/5 for resisted right elbow extension, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, she had positive Hawkins and near impingement maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. Period. She had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the right, suggestive of symptom activation. Period. Spine cervical Inspection revealed that well-healed left anterior transverse scar consists with her surgery, but preserved her dotted curve. Paired active flexion was full to 50 degrees and extension to 40 degrees. Paired rotation right was 65 degrees and left 60 degrees, both somewhat non-reproducibly performed. Paired side bending right was 25 degrees with tenderness and left 15 degrees without tenderness. Thoracic herprol class posteriorly at T7. Impressions on 9/16/20, Emory Michael had her right foot get stuck in a wood pallet, causing her to fall into the wall with her right arm. Paired, she was seen in virtual emergency room and was found to have a fracture and dislocation that was reduced successfully. Paired, she then came under the care of Dr. Bowden, who treated her conservatively over the next few months, but she remains symptomatic. Paired, her care was then transferred to Dr. Bernardini on 1/18/21, period. She underwent surgery on 4/7/21 to be inserted here. Paired, she followed up with Dr. Bernardini through 7/30/21, period. In paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Michael found there to be decreased active range of motion about the right shoulder that was more reduced than when she was released by Dr. Bernardini only a few months ago. Period. She had a positive paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the right, suggestive of symptom magnification. Period. She did have positive near and Hawkins maneuvers on the right. Period. She had decreased range of motion associated with surgical scarring about the cervical spine. Period. Her bra class posteriorly at T7. Period. The paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referral to the statutory right shoulder. Period. You have informed me Ms. Michael did return to work in July 2021. Period. According to her employer, she was placed at full duty and released to her full-time job position on 8/20/11. Period. And that is the end.